It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. About a million people have left the Midwest over the last 5 years. And this is at a time when in the rest of the country, fewer people are moving long distances in the U.S. than at any point since the census started keeping track in the 1940s. This got Sarah Alvarez, our public insight journalist, wondering about the stories behind the numbers of people leaving the Midwest. She joins me now. Sarah, what were you looking for in this project?
Well, we wanted to hear stories from people who'd left the Midwest since the economy got really bad, you know, about 5 years ago. And we wanted to see if these people's stories matched up with the conventional wisdom and statistics about why people left the region. So we used the Public Insight Network. It's a database of sources, and we use social media to find these people and ask them for their stories. And we ended up hearing from about 200 people.
Now, the conventional wisdom and the statistics say that people are leaving for jobs and because the economy was so tough. But is that all you found?
Yes and no. People definitely left for economic opportunity. But we also heard from a lot of people who left because they were looking for something else, a different lifestyle. And the bad economy just kind of pushed them out the door. Statistics say this is true for younger people and people who are more economically stable. So, for example, we heard from Conrad Schlissler, who lost his job in Michigan and moved to Atlanta.
When I moved pretty much entirely for the economy and my job. Now, hoping that I can sort of get myself stable enough economically, I would like to move to a place that's got a culture that I really like and that really suits my personality well.
Okay, so the economy is a factor, but what else did you hear?
Well, we were surprised by how many people stay connected to the region even after they move. We heard from so many people who missed aspects of the Midwest, like their family or their community, and people still visit. And they don't think that where they ended up is better than the place they left in the Midwest. So I talked to a researcher at the Pew Research Center about this. Her name is Devira Cohn.
Among adults who've ever moved out of their hometown, there's a pretty substantial share, about 4 in 10, who say that there's someplace other than where they're living now that it's their true home in their heart. And most stay in contact. Many keep up with news of home. For example, 40% keep up at least weekly, even if they're just checking the weather from their hometowns.
So if people still feel connected to the state or the region once they move away, does that mean they're going to come back?
Well, the short answer is no. I mean, there still are a lot of people moving into the region. There were about 700,000 people who moved in between 2007 and 2009. But we're still losing more people than are coming in. But at the same time, we did hear from people who moved back, like Dan Moylanen. He had a great job with Apple in Austin, Texas, and he's in a punk band, so he loved the music scene. But he came back to Flint when his mom got sick. And now he's staying. He's going to manage a nonprofit music club there.
You know, while Flint may not have the sort of the fun things, the food, the night scene that Austin has, but it also has a lot of potential, I think. That's what really excites me, is that it's a community that needs young, passionate people who really want it to be a better place.
And people like Dan are the people Michigan is really trying to attract and bring back to the region.
But how much do we know about what could bring these people back?
Well, the data we've seen and the researchers we talked to said that regardless of how connected people feel to their region, how much they miss it, and even how much they don't like where they've ended up, predicting when they will move back has everything to do with the economy. If we could predict when the economy will be strong enough to have a lot of jobs and opportunity to offer, then we could predict when people will start coming back to the region.
Sarah Alvarez is Michigan Radio's Public Insight journalist. Sarah, thanks.
Thank you.